Hello everyone. Let's get my little whiteboard over here because we are going to talk about the model tonight. If you are here on the Zoom, you know that this is a what we call a model lab. So I'm going to go over a part of the model. I'm going to show you how the lines move together and work together and how you can ask a question to move from one line to the next. Hello, Tasha. And then I'm going to talk about the feelings line of the model and how important it is, and then we'll coach. So if you have models that you want to work on, we will look at those. If you have something you want to be coached on, we will do it from the perspective of the model, okay? So this is the model, CTFAR. You do a thought download, which means you write, journal entry. You pull a sentence out of your thought download and you put it in the T line. Most of the sentences in your thought downloads are going to be thoughts, right? So last week, Betsy talked about the difference between the circumstance line and the thought line. Last month, right? So the difference, just to go over it real quick, is the circumstance line is the facts of the world. It is irrefutable. It's always a fact. It doesn't generate any emotion. Okay? It is a number or something that happened in the past or something everyone in the world would agree upon. Okay? If you think something is a fact, you think, does my best friend also think this is a fact? Would President Trump think this is a fact? Would the Queen of England think this is a fact? If the answer is yes, and you think everybody in the world would agree with you, it can go in your C line. It's something like, I weigh 150 pounds, or I ate 14 Oreos for snack. Okay? Definitely the C line. You know it's a thought instead of a circumstance if it generates emotion. Okay? So let's say your C is, I ate 14 Oreos for snack today. It doesn't generate emotion. Your thought about that C line, like, I shouldn't have done that, or that was too many, or that wasn't enough, or whatever was, is what goes in the thought line. So if your sentence generates emotion, it goes in the thought line. If it doesn't generate emotion, it goes in the C line. And a C line has no descriptors. Okay? Tonight, we're going to talk about the feelings line. Okay? Oops. I really can't spell feelings, I promise. So the feelings line comes after the thought line. You have a thought, which is one sentence in the model. It creates a feeling. A feeling in your model is always one word. Okay? It's not three words. It's not two words. It is one word. If you have more than one word, if you have a thought that creates more than one feeling, pick the feeling that is the most predominant and put it in your model. Okay? Because the reason you do that is because different feelings create different actions, and you want to keep your model nice and simple and nice and clean. Okay? So if you have feelings in your feelings line like happy and joyful and excited, you could have different actions associated with each feeling. So you always pick the feeling that is most predominant. It's really, really important to identify specific feelings. So for instance, instead of saying happy, which is pretty general, right? You might say joyful or excited or exhilarated. You know, try and find a really specific feeling. Instead of saying sad, you might say isolated or inadequate or invaluable. You know, really, really try and nail a very specific feeling. There is a website that I will put in the show notes that will help you with this. It's called Word Hippo, WordHippo.com. Okay, WordHippo.com. You put sad in there, it's going to give you all kinds of different feelings to choose from. All kinds of different things that you can focus on and put in your model in the feelings line. said it's one word. Let's think about what the word might be. For instance, a feeling is a physical response to a thought. Okay, so a feeling is, I heard somebody, I think it was Deepak Chopra, you know, that meditation guru. I heard him say one time that a feeling is a biological response to a thought. Okay, so what you're doing is putting a name on how your body feels. So just bear with me for a minute. Take a minute and sit in your chair and close your eyes and think about, what am I feeling right now? Okay, what are you feeling right now? Name that feeling. It might be inquisitive, curious, bored, happy. And then think about how it's showing up in your body. Are you tense behind your neck? Is your heart beating? Is your head hurting? Is your stomach hurting? How's your posture? What about your hands and your feet? Are they tingly, cold? Now think about how that feeling is showing up in your body. This feelings line is so important, y'all, because if you don't honor your feelings and you just blow right past them, then you're going to overeat a lot of times, right? You're going to, instead of choosing to actually feel sad or feel bored or feel lonely and honor that and be okay with that feeling, you're going to try and buffer it somehow with eating or with drinking or with Netflix or something like that. So it's super important to feel your feelings. Now, when I talk about it, describing it as a physical response, let's say someone rear-ends you and you're feeling stressed, right? How does that feel in your body? Your heart starts beating. Your blood pressure goes up. You clench your teeth. You know, your muscles all tense up, right? That's how stress feels in your body. When you get a gift, something comes in the mail, a surprise gift, or my husband brought me flowers today. Seriously, y'all. I was happy, right? What? How did that show up in my body? I smiled. I felt light. I sat up straight. I was happy. That's how a feeling actually shows up in your body with its signals. Okay. Said feelings are always a result of a thought. Y'all, you have like 60,000 thoughts a day. Some of them land and create some pretty intense feelings, right? What else do I want to say about feelings? I just want to reiterate how important it is to feel. So in the model, let's talk about this for a minute, how everything interrelates. You have a circumstance. That's the fact of the world. The T line is your thought about the fact. When you have a thought, you ask yourself, how does this thought make me feel? And you get your one word feelings line. Okay. When I feel this way, what do I do? Not do? Or how do I react? That goes in the actions line. And then when I do or don't do those things, I create a result. And that goes in the R line. Does anybody have any questions about the concept of the model before we get into coaching? Go ahead and put your questions in the chat or in the Q&A. Put them in the Q&A. That's a good idea. That's what it's for, right? Put your questions in the Q&A. And let's make sure I explained feelings well enough. And then we'll move into the coaching. Can you talk a little bit more about the result line? And result always proves what? I thought it was a thought. Yes. The result line, actually, this is so interesting. Betsy did the C and the T, the difference between the C and the T. I'm doing the feelings line. We'll eventually do one of these on the action line and one on the result line. But since you asked, I'll tell you that the result of the model always proves the thought. Okay? So what the model does is it takes a picture of a thought you're thinking and shows you how that thought affects your life. And the effect on your life shows up in the result line. Okay? So as we work through tonight, and as I talk to you all some more about your models, if anybody wants to be coached or has models they want help with, we'll call you up on the screen then I'll show you how the result line proves the thought each time. Okay, so let's see if anybody, so if you guys want to be coached, you can raise your hand. And we've got a hand, so let's see what Lisa has. Let's see if this, let's see if this helps. Lisa, let's see what you got. Hey there.
Hello. I'm glad to get on tonight because I was doing a model this morning and trying to figure out if I was doing it right.
Okay.
So I put down as my circumstance, I was having lunch with my mother yesterday and I'm off work right now for a year. So she was trying to come up with all these suggestions for what I could do as a job.
Okay.
When I start work again.
Mm-hmm. So is the model about lunch with your mom or your mom's, what is the model about?
The suggestions, I think.
Okay.
The coming up with ideas.
Mom has ideas.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that's a C line?
Well, probably maybe it needs to be more specific that mom said.
Yes. So what did your mom say?
I guess specifically she was saying that I should be an office manager for a doctor's office.
Okay.
I should be an office manager. That's fine.
And I'm even going to say OM for office manager.
Perfect.
So I don't write the whole time. Okay.
Yes.
So the reason this is the C line instead of mom has ideas, because mom might not call that an idea. Mom might say, no, that's not an idea. That's what needs to happen.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So
yes.
When you're talking about someone else, you always say exactly what they said. Okay. Because you obviously have a thought about this, right? What's your thought about what your mom said?
I don't want to think about what I want to do, like a job. I'm not there yet to think about that. So... I wasn't interested in the conversation. Like, it overwhelms me. I don't know. The feeling came up first that it overwhelms me because I'm kind of taking this year off to like work on myself and figure out what it is I want to do. But I don't know. When other people talk about it, I get very anxious and
okay.
So I don't know what the thought is exactly.
And this is such a great point. And it's something I was going to talk about when we got to intentional models. For some people like me and like you, feeling is very easy to identify.
Yes.
Right? So the beautiful thing about the model is we can start anywhere. So what I'd like to do is go ahead and start with your feeling.
Okay.
So we're going to put overwhelmed here, right?
Yes.
Now to figure it out what the thought is, you ask yourself, why am I overwhelmed?
And I guess that's where I came up with that I don't want to think about what job I might do.
But why does thinking about what job you might do overwhelm you?
Because, I don't know, there's too many variables or I'm not even, I just don't know what it is I want to do, so... I'm not sure how to dig deeper in that.
Okay. I just don't know what I want to do.
Yeah, I guess I'm focused more on this journey I'm on right now of exploring things like this and trying to lose weight right now.
Okay. So your thought is, I just don't know what I want to do.
Okay.
Overwhelmed. And this is about a job, right? Overwhelmed. What do you do when you're overwhelmed? What's the action line?
I withdraw.
Mm-hmm. What else do you do or not do?
Listen. I don't know.
when you're in overwhelm, it's inaction. You do nothing.
Right.
Right? When you're overwhelmed, you're not like, I'm going to make a list and figure out all the things, right? You just spin out. You just totally go to, I can't think about anything. There's too much to think about. It's like that big nest of computer wires in the back of your desk that you can't straighten out. It's just too much.
Yes.
Okay.
But all these things
It's like a big ball of twine or something in your brain.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So when you withdraw and, you know, and you don't do anything about looking for a job, what do you think the result is?
Well, I had written down that I'm disengaged and I'm not moving forward, but.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Nothing's happening.
Right, yeah.
Right? So the result is there's no progress. No, nothing really toward finding a job or deciding. How about toward deciding what you want to do?
Yes, that makes sense.
We're not even looking for a job yet.
No, I'm not.
Deciding what to do. Now, for everybody who asked about the result line, look at that. We just proved the thought. She doesn't know what to do. She just doesn't know what to do. I would offer you, you probably don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
Right?
That's exactly, I wrote down, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. Her result is there's no progress, which proves the thought, because she doesn't know and she doesn't want to, basically.
Yeah.
Pretty slick, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be writing a model and I'll get down to about the action line and I'll see that result coming and I'll be like, oh no. No, I know how this is going to end up.
Now, I think for me though, part of the problem is when I went to the intentional model, the model like completely changed. And does that make sense? Like I...
Well, it depends. What's the intentional model look like?
Well, when I went to the intentional model, I tried to, like, my thought that I would have liked to think is just that, well, my mother loves me and that she's just trying to come up with ideas and maybe some of them are things I could think about later on.
Okay. So I can think about this later?
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel?
I put down that more curious.
Curious?
That's
Are
what
you
I'm
curious about. In the moment right now though when you think I'm thinking about this later. You're not curious.
No. Like accepting of her or like
is this model about the work or is it about your mom?
It's about her.
Okay. You're not gonna think about her later.
No, I'm not gonna think about her.
Right. So this thought goes in another model. This thought goes in a model about what you're going to do.
What I'm going to do.
In a year when you decide.
Right. So how do I keep it focused on her?
So what do you, well, your mom offered you an idea.
Okay.
Right? She offered you this sentence. What do you think about her offering you that sentence?
Well, I could just think, oh, that's a nice thing to say. I don't know. Like
that. Is that what you think? Do you think she was nice for offering you that?
She just, well, I guess to me, she just would have no idea that that would overwhelm me. So I can't really blame her for suggesting this stuff.
Okay.
No idea that that's part of what I'm going through because I haven't talked to her about that. So, okay. I guess that's why I don't really know how to think about it.
So she's just trying to be nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's maybe that's it. Yeah. She's just trying to be nice.
She's just trying to help be nice. Just trying to be nice. How does that make you feel?
Just nothing really. Like, I mean, I guess loved maybe like that she cares. I know that she cares. Mm-hmm.
It could be when you're struggling with this from an unintentional standpoint, it might actually be, I can't believe she's in my business. Right. Yeah. So when you're looking at it from an intentional standpoint where it's just she's just trying to be nice and you might feel loved or you might feel, patient or something like that.
Patience, probably more than any. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Okay.
That's, I think, what I was reaching for at the time, was just to be patient and not be rude about it, I guess. So.
Okay. So when you feel patient, what do you do or don't do, or how do you react?
Just listen. I don't, yeah.
In the other model, you weren't listening.
That's true.
Right? I'm seriously.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is there anything else?
No, I don't think I really do anything else, do I? I guess I'm understanding and I'm...
Yeah. So the result is, what do you think?
Result is, I don't know, I'm just loving my mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Being understanding. Right.
You're not
judging.
Yes, that's good. I like it. Not judge. No judging. Can't write. No judgment for mom. Right?
Yeah. And that goes with the thought that she's just trying to be nice, not a negative judgment.
Yeah. Right. Not she's not in my business, or she isn't too much in my business, or she doesn't know what she's talking about, or anything like that. You're just allowing her to be her, and you're being patient with her.
Yeah.
Because she probably is just offering you that out of love. She's trying to help you out.
Oh, she
you're
totally
a
is.
Great office manager.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Yeah. I know. She was thinking that. And
Does that help?
That definitely helps. Yeah, that's what I was struggling with, is how to get from one to the other. But yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
So let me ask you this. Is this a stretch for you?
It's not a huge stretch, no. Because really, that's sort of what I was trying to do at the time was, you know, being understanding that she would have no idea that this would cause me anxiety to think about this, or this would make me feel overwhelmed. And so I was just trying to be patient.
So what do you think makes you feel overwhelmed?
Well, that's another whole thing. I don't know. I've had the same conversations with my husband, the exact same conversations, but he has been told, we just don't talk about this yet.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
I want to remind you, overwhelmed goes in the feelings line, because it's overwhelmed is a feeling created by a thought.
Yes.
I think a lot of times what we see is people jump from the C line to the F line.
Okay. Yeah.
So your C line is no job, no decision. Right?
Yeah.
The whole world would agree with that based on our conversation.
Yep.
That's not what's overwhelming you.
No. It's the thought that one day maybe I will have to have a job.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe you're concerned about finding the perfect job.
Yes.
Maybe you're concerned about finding the best paying job. Maybe all these things are running around in your head.
Yeah.
In this thought line, creating overwhelm.
Yeah.
But it's not the fact that you don't have one and that you have to decide.
Right. It's the thoughts about it.
Yes.
Okay. I can probably work on some of those models.
Sometimes overwhelm covers up another thought. Another feeling. Okay. It's easy to access overwhelm. Okay. So let's say, just for giggles, we take overwhelm off the table. You're not allowed to feel overwhelmed by this. What's another feeling you feel about not having a job and not having to make that decision?
About not having a job
About the situation that you're in. Eventually, you're going to have a job, right? In a year, you're going to have to make a decision.
Scared would be one.
Scared. What else?
Unsure, or I don't know. I'm going to pull up that word hippo. I'm not sure.
Dread, maybe.
dread. Yeah, there is a lot of feelings that I
So have. What overwhelm does for you is it allows you to stop everything because it goes straight to inaction.
Right.
Right? When in fact, you're probably, you just, I don't know, if dread comes up, that, you know, why do you feel dread? I don't want to go back to work. It's no longer, I have to decide. It's, this is not what I want.
Yeah.
Okay. So for everybody listening, always question overwhelm and fear, because those two are very, very easy to access feelings. And a lot of times there's something underneath them that is clearer and more, a more precise feeling.
Yeah. Overwhelm is that ball of wires.
Yeah. It might be, you mentioned scared at first. Why are you scared of making a choice about a job?
Because it might not be the right one or the best one. Or yeah.
Yeah. So it's so much easier to just say, well, I just won't make one and stay in overwhelm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A lot of models in my future.
Yes, you do. We have office hours every Wednesday.
I've been doing really good coming, actually. I've been like 2 out of the last 3 Wednesdays. So you'll see more of me.
Good. Bring it.
I will keep working on those. But yeah, that's very helpful.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Ashley Lynn, you're next. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Are we doing a model?
Yes. Actually, just to give you some background, I put in Q&A a little while ago. I was the one that had the question about my son. He's now splitting holidays with my ex.
Okay.
And I did a lot of thought work with that. You asked me to question what I was making the holidays mean. And I did quite a few models on that. But I have one that's kind of related to that that keeps coming up. So it still has to deal with my son. So the circumstance is my son has visitation with his father's every other week.
Okay. I'm going to shorten it, okay?
Yep, no, that's fine.
Oops. Can't spell. With dad every other week. Okay.
And the thought that keeps coming up is, and I don't know if I have too many thoughts. I don't know if I have two thoughts going in here. He is not safe because his father has been abusive.
Okay. What's your son's name?
Logan.
Logan. Logan isn't safe. Because his father has been abusive. Okay. How does it make you feel?
Well, I just listened to your previous one and I immediately put fear. So I'm wondering if I should question that or not.
Well, let's see what it acts, how it acts.
Okay. So with my action, what I end up doing is I withdraw. Generally I notice it about like 2 days before he leaves Friday and comes back on Sundays when he does that.
Who do you withdraw from?
I withdraw from everyone around me. It's like, I just don't want to be around anyone. And then I notice that I ruminate and I like catastrophize everything. And I notice an increase in anxiety.
Well, that's probably not spelled right, but we'll go with it. So anxiety is a feeling.
Okay. All right. I also have down, I have PTSD, so I notice an increase in PTSD symptoms. So I don't know if that's like a result of that or.
That's probably how the fear is showing up in your body.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So is that when you talk about PTSD symptoms, tell me what that means in your body.
So for me, I get flashbacks. So just a little background. The abuse was, I was a victim of it. So that is directly tied to my ex. So I get flashbacks. I have panic attacks. I will have nightmares, insomnia, that kind of stuff.
Okay. So the panic attacks are definitely biological. That's, you know, you can't breathe, heart racing and all that kind of stuff. Right. The, I would say the nightmares and the flashbacks are your brain, being biological. And what was the fourth one?
Insomnia.
Insomnia. Yes. Yeah. Yep. And that's a result of your brain overthinking and ruminating, catastrophizing probably. Right. Okay. Yeah. So when you do these things, what do you think the result is?
I notice like it affects my relationship. So it has a negative impact on my relationship, especially with my son. I also notice I will buffer so I don't feel the feelings. I'll try to avoid
feelings. Buffer goes in the action line.
Okay.
That's so that you don't feel the fear.
Right. Yep.
That's actually part of the withdrawing also.
Okay.
If you're withdrawing from you're putting up that barrier of self-protection.
Right.
Right. So you're withdrawing from everyone and you're buffering.
Right.
So that's like a double self-protection thing going on there. So the result here is that I would say the result is you're not creating a safe place for yourself either.
Yeah, I like those weekends are horrible. And those are the weekends, and I have noted here as a result, I stopped doing my PNP stuff. I will if I look
back. Wow, that's another action.
Yeah. I immediately stop. If I can track it, like right in my trackers, you can see, even if I didn't label them as visitation weekends, you can see that I stopped doing stuff then, and it'll take me a few days to get back into it. So it really does like consume my weekend.
Yeah. So is this pretty close to how your model was?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think this is a good model. I'm going to leave it up to you. This sounds like real fear.
Yeah.
I mean, this doesn't sound like I'm a little scared that something's going to go wrong, you know, anxious, you know, whatever. When you describe all the actions, it sounds like, you know, fear. There might be some anxiety in there as well, but the anxiety may actually be secondary to the fear or as a result of the fear.
Yep. So, okay.
Does that sound right?
It does. Okay. It does. So I'm just trying to work an intentional model to create and this has been my intention the whole time, to create a calm space for me, because it's not fun having weekends like that.
No, I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to...
Is calm available to you during this time?
It can be.
It can be? Okay.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is because sometimes, and this will probably be in a model lab at some point, sometimes people try and jump too far to the intentional model. And it just seems just unattainable in the moment. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. It does. I think it could be. And I've reached out to my accountability groups and I actually reached out to the tribe previously, and people have offered, you know, some great thoughts, but it's hard for me to ladder to them is what I'm finding, because that fear does feel so real.
Okay. So do you want to try and ladder up the unintentional thought, or do you want to try and ladder down from the intentional thought?
I would like to ladder down from the intentional thought.
Right. So what's the pie in the sky thought?
The pie in the sky thought is that, I don't know. Oh, that's
okay. So you want to try and get to calm? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I want to do, is I want to get to calm.
Okay. And we're back with visitation. I should have left that up. Every 2 weeks. All right. Is calm the super intentional feeling?
I think so.
All right. I'm going to ask this again. Do you think mm-hmm. we can create calm for you in this model, or does it need to be a lower level thought, a feeling?
It might need to be a lower level.
All right. So what do you think is attainable?
Oh goodness, I don't know. I'd like to, as much as I can, be as neutral about it.
Neutral is the absence of feeling.
Okay.
Is that, do you want to not feel anything?
No.
I'm going to see what Word Hippo says about fear.
Okay.
Just for fun, to see if we can find something that's not quite as, oh no, agitated, dread.
Yeah, right. No, I don't want that.
Okay, worried. You don't want anything like that. How about acceptance?
That one was offered to me. That's a hard one for me. I mean, even if it was okay, like if I could feel okay, whatever that means.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does okay mean?
I guess it's a lower level of acceptance for me.
I'm looking at Word Hippo to see if I can.
Yeah.
Because it says, when I put in okay, it says acceptable.
Yeah.
It says satisfactory, good, goodish.
Yeah, I can work acceptable. I can see what that.
Let's see what comes up with acceptable.
Okay.
So I'm guessing this is court, the visitation is court ordered.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Okay. So what if we just put in the feelings line compliant?
Yeah, I can deal with that one. That one feels better than acceptable.
Yeah. Because that's basically what you're doing here, is you're just complying with what the judge told you to do.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right. And when you are compliant, what do you do?
So when I am compliant,
when you're compliant with the visitation orders, what do you do?
I don't want to say I allow the visitation to happen, because I always do. Maybe I don't. I don't wait by the phone. Like, that's one of the things that I do right now. Okay.
So you don't wait by the phone.
Right.
Okay.
I actually make plans, because I try not to make plans just in case Logan needs to contact me. So like actually maybe doing something social.
Okay. This is interesting, because I'm betting that you don't leave the house without your cell phone anyway, right?
I don't.
Yeah. So allowing yourself to do that, to make plans, is kind of a level up for you, because he can reach you whether you're like at coffee with a friend or at the movies or shopping, just like you can at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's almost letting loose of a little bit of the constraint that mm-hmm. The emotion has on you.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. What else?
So I have to wait by the phone, do something social. Something else that I would do is, normally I use that time to like go over all the legal paperwork that I have and all the legal stuff. So maybe I can like not do that. Like, distance myself from that a little bit.
Yeah. No legal stuff, no legal review. Cause I bet it doesn't change each time you look at it. Right.
And we're currently in court. So we have stuff that's going on, but no, that paper's not changing right now.
Gotcha. All right. Yep. So when you do these things, mm-hmm. you want to work to the result, or do you want to work back up to the thought?
I think I need to work on that thought the most.
Okay. So why do you feel compliant? Why would you want to feel?
Because I know that I've done the best that I can to make sure that he's safe.
Wow. Do you believe that?
I think I could.
That's one to practice. Mm-hmm. If that is believable to you, that's one to practice. Yeah. If it's not quite believable to you, then you just put, I'm open to believing, mm-hmm. or I'm learning to believe that I've done everything I can to make sure he's safe.
Okay.
We could even put that on here.
Yeah, feels good.
Yeah. To believe, or I'm open to believing, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That I've done everything I can to make sure he's safe. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're compliant.
Yep.
And that means you don't wait by the phone, you don't make plans, there's no legal review. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep. Or I do, like, I make social plans.
Yep. Make social plans.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
You know what? I actually also stop my self-care. So maybe, like, focusing on self-care would be an action mm-hmm. that I could put with you. Okay.
Y'all, models are so interesting.
Yeah.
I want to go back to this right here.
Yeah.
When you think, I'm learning to believe I've done the best I can to make sure he's safe, mm-hmm. is compliant the right feeling?
I don't know. I think maybe secure, like feeling yeah. secure.
Yeah. See how it changes once yeah. you really figure out, you start with a feeling, you start somewhere and you're like, you know, something about this just isn't right.
Right. Yeah.
So if you feel secure, that seems to make this model flow a little bit better because all of a sudden you're not waiting by the phone. You're making plans. You're not immersed in the legal paperwork.
Right.
Get back to your self-care.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right? That does much better. Mm-hmm.
So then your result becomes, I'm feeling safer too. Mm-hmm. I've created a safe place for myself, something like that. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, the unintentional model was about how you weren't taking care of yourself.
Right.
The intentional model comes back to how you are taking care of yourself.
Right. Yeah. No, that feels great.
Is that better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, much better.
Mm-hmm. Compliant, I think, would generate some kind of thought like, I'm doing this because the judge said to.
Right.
Which
felt a little too negative still.
And that's okay. You know, yeah. sometimes to get from stark fear and PTSD, you yeah. have to go just a little bit up and still be a little negative. And that's right. okay. Yeah. Right. You know, feeling fear is part of what we do as human beings.
Yeah.
All right. It's just part of our nature. And it's okay mm-hmm. when we do feel fear. But when we recognize that we don't want to feel it anymore and we want to level up,
right.
Then we allow ourselves to level up in small steps. You went from fear to secure.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big leap.
It
so
is.
Make sure you're practicing this. One way you can practice this model and make this thought more believable mm-hmm. is to really hit these action steps.
Okay.
If you really dedicate yourself this coming weekend or over the holidays or whenever Logan goes back to his dad's, to doing mm-hmm. these actions, you're going to create the result.
Right. It'll prove it.
Right. Yeah. And when you create the result, you'll prove the thought.
Okay.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it is.
I love the model. I could teach it all day.
Well, thank you so much. I have a lot of notes here.
Good. That helps then, right?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Awesome. You're very welcome. See ya.
Bye-bye.
All right. Vicky, let's see what you got. Wait a minute. What just happened? Okay, here comes Vicky. Hey. Oh, say something. I can't hear you.
How about now?
Yep, gotcha.
Woo-hoo.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I love the model. Do you love the model?
Oh my gosh, I do love the model. I'm sitting here doing my model. Oh my gosh. This is so fun. This is the best self-care, getting on these calls live. I'm telling you, it's just not the same. It's great rewatching them, but just being on live and like sitting here doing the work as it goes, mm-hmm. is just fantastic. So So
well, I hope my biggest concern is that I don't say enough about what I'm writing, that it doesn't translate well to, to the podcast. So hopefully they're getting it. If they're not,
they need to watch.
Always on the website, right?
It's exactly. Exactly. So
what you got?
Well, so I don't know if you remember some months ago, you coached me on my mom.
Okay. I think I do, actually.
It was the new guy, and I didn't want to meet him, and la, la, la.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You remember that?
Sure.
Oh, coming back.
Yes. All
right. Anyway, so I did a lot of journaling, and I know I saw all my judging and everything like that, and I figured out that my discomfort is watching other people in discomfort. So I need to save them. I need to provide solutions and whatever, because that's who I've been. So that was like a big aha for me. I'm like, oh my God, I have to save my mom. I have to save my sister. I have to save my kids. I'm like, I am exhausted. But
I was going to say.
Yeah. So that was really good. I see that. And I, looking back, and I'm like, oh yeah, that was, yeah, that's true.
Okay.
So I've been working on that. And I have many opportunities to keep working on that. So the thing that just happened with my mom, my feeling was angry or frustrated. I've been trying to look at the model from like what she's feeling, and I know she's feeling scared and anxious. I don't know. Do you want like the circumstance or I'm not
start
sure.
Wherever you want. How do you know she's feeling scared and anxious?
Well, she said it before, but I don't know for sure about this situation, for sure.
So she's feeling I'm scared imagining. And anxious goes into your thought line.
Okay.
If she's not feeling it 100% of the time and didn't tell you directly like a minute ago.
Okay. I was trying to do a model. Sometimes I've seen you guys try to do that. Well, how do you think they're feeling or whatever? So
well, that would be doing her model. And that's just kind of guessing.
Yes,
right. Her model.
Okay. Yeah. So I think I fell into the same thing again where we went to a financial advisor. She has some financial issues and he recommended doing something and she doesn't like that suggestion. We all, my husband, my brother, my whatever, agree with the financial advisor.
Okay.
And of course we have no control if she decides not to do it.
So is her mom doesn't agree with the financial advisor?
Yes, yeah. And yes, I guess that is a thought. I wrote down she keeps making the same mistakes financially.
Well, I mean, that could be a thought too.
Okay.
Which model do you want to do? Sounds like you got a couple of them.
Oh my God, I guess I do. Holy crap.
So let's just for fun, let's show people. Mom doesn't agree with the financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
If you just look at that one sentence, mm-hmm. What is that feeling?
That feeling is like I'm not so. She's allowed to not agree with him, so right. So
aware,
I'm
aware, accepting.
There's not a lot of energy to
right,
that.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So that's one model. We could work that model, and it would turn out with make her own decisions. Right.
Right.
Result.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. But I hate my behavior, so.
What's that?
I hate my behavior and the way I'm feeling, so I feel like it's something else.
So what's the deeper thought?
She just keeps making the same mistakes.
She keeps making the same mistakes.
Yeah.
So this really isn't about mom visiting the financial advisor.
Yeah, it was just a insert different circumstance. I guess, right?
Yeah.
I'm back to this again.
This is just basically mom.
Right. That's right.
Mom and her money.
Okay.
Right?
Mom and her insert noun.
Mom and her everything.
Oh, God. That's too funny, Kathy.
I mean, seriously, if you would have put choices in men or money or, you know, buying whatever, I mean,
you're right.
Okay. She just keeps making the same mistakes. What's the feeling?
Angry. Frustrated. I'm trying to think, is that the right one? I'm just,
yeah,
exasperated. Just, I don't know. I'm tired of watching it.
Tired of watching it. Done.
Yeah.
So which feeling? Which feeling do you think it is? What feels the strongest? What do you feel most?
You know what? There's sad in there as well. Sometimes, I mean, because I've been crying a lot too. But this is how she's ending her life, you know.
So does she keep making the same mistakes? Make you sad? Make you feel sad?
I guess there's probably other thoughts that get me to the sad part. Mm-hmm. So I guess the same mistakes is angry. So that's a different model I need to work. Okay.
Sad might be, ask yourself, why do I feel sad about mom and her money? And that'll bring you the thought.
Okay.
So we'll go with angry.
Okay.
All right. When you're angry because your mom keeps making the same mistakes about her life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put life here. Mom and her life.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I'm snippy. Mm-hmm. I'm.
You snip at her?
Uh-huh.
And other people or just her?
Mostly just her.
Okay.
That's my latest thing. I've been holding it in, but I mm-hmm. snipped at her at the meeting. I was like, oh, wow. That's new.
What else? Do you judge her?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I want to point out to everyone that sometimes actions aren't like walk or hit or
right.
something that's a movement kind of action. Sometimes it's a yep. reaction. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're having here.
It looks yes.
like the reaction is that you judge her and you snip yeah. at her. Anything yeah. else?
That's probably 80% of it. There might be some little things in there that end up coming home and, you know, I might have an overeat or something.
You could overeat there.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm getting better at that not happening.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, but if it happens every now and then, we'll throw it yeah. in there. Somebody yeah. else might be having a model similar and we'll okay. show that overeat yeah. can definitely go in the action line in yeah. a model with yes. a strong feeling.
Yes.
Because what happens is we don't want to feel this feeling.
No.
I don't want to be angry, so I'm just going to eat
right.
and eat too much, you know, because that's a way I can take my right. mind off the problem. So what do you think the result line is?
What proves the thought? So, well, I'm still doing the same thing over and over again. Just I'm stuck in the cycle, which
yeah.
I realize that. And I'm like, all right.
You're making mistakes with her.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mistakes in your relationship with her.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because I bet you don't want to show up all the time snippy and judging her.
No,
and
I do not.
When you're, you know, supposed to be taking care of your mom or helping her out.
Correct.
Whatever.
Yes, I do not want to do that.
Right.
You're right. Yeah.
So this is your unintentional model.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you want to do an intentional one?
Please.
Yeah.
Help me. I feel like I need a baby step here.
All right. Well, what is a baby step up above anger? And she keeps making the same mistakes. What about what feeling do you think you can move toward? Or can you not? Here's another thing. You
yeah.
can stay in anger.
And yeah.
So you're ready to move up. There's nothing wrong with sitting in your unintentional model for a little
yeah.
while you think on it. Because what happens
yeah.
is that eventually you get tired of being angry.
I am tired of being angry. Because mm-hmm. I'm the person that, you know, I think when I figured out my discomfort is watching others in discomfort, that I, mm-hmm. if there's a situation and I feel bleh, whatever, I sit in it for a little bit. I'm like, what am I doing? This is horrible. Let's find a way to get out of it. So I feel like I've been there for a while, but yeah, I'm so open to, this is not working for me.
Okay.
Regardless of what she does, I need to feel better.
Okay. So what is feel better? What is feel better?
Is that possible?
Of course it is. So when you, let's do this. When you,
sure.
When you think about your mom and her life,
mm-hmm.
what result do you want? That's not, I'm not creating a safe place for me either.
Right.
I'm making mistakes in our relationship. What is the result that you want?
I'd like to enjoy being with her and stop judging so much.
So we're going to improve the relationship with mom.
There you go. That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, have I told y'all lately that I love coaching relationships? Seriously, y'all. Everything comes down to a relationship.
Sure.
With you. Anyway, I don't want to get off topic.
Oh no, feel free. I love it.
But it always does. I mean, if you weren't doing models about your mom, you'd be doing them about work or your spouse or your partner or your friend or yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
So in order to improve the relationship with your mom, what do you need to do?
Action. This is terrible. Well, I have to stop judging.
Stop judging?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I need to try to remember some of the really good stuff she's done in her life and you know, for everybody.
Excess memories?
Yes.
How about accept the person she is?
Yeah, that's I'd love to do that.
So you might ask yourself in a TDL.
Okay.
How do I do this?
How do I accept?
Yeah. Give yourself 10 ways that you can accept the person she is.
Can you give me one example? This is crazy, but I'm like, I don't even know.
10 ways you accept the person she is. You practice using the thought, I love my mom for who she is.
Okay. All right. I see.
Okay.
Got it.
Anything else that would improve the relationship you have with your mom? A relationship is all about how you show up.
Right.
Right. Because you define it. You know, your mom has all her thoughts about you.
Right.
You've got all your thoughts about her.
Right.
But you show up and your thoughts about her create your
relationship. That's it. Yeah.
So if you stop judging her and you make sure you're accessing these good memories and you work on accepting the person that she is, you're going to improve the relationship. How do you have to feel in order to do those things?
Loving.
Do you love your mom?
I do love my mom.
Okay, so that's
open.
Not a hard one. Open?
Yeah, open.
That's not a hard one to go after then, right?
No.
Okay. Let's put open here.
Okay.
In order to feel open with your mom, what do you think the thought needs to be? I'm working on
accepting my mom. Give me something better if you feel like you have something.
Maybe loving my mom for who she is, accepting my mom for who she is, something like that.
Yeah.
Kind of got that down here in the action line. So you could get more descriptive here. You know, instead of saying this, you could say practice new thoughts.
Okay.
Get coached.
Get coached always.
I mean, seriously, that's some of the stuff
absolutely.
You can do, right? Talk to accountability groups, get input from others.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Anything you think would help you improve your relationship with your mom?
Okay.
Those are all ways that you can practice accepting who she is.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. Because
ultimately, that's what you want.
Ultimately, it is.
You want this, right? You want to practice loving and accepting her, and you don't want to go through life feeling angry and frustrated and sad. Because guess what? She's not changing.
I got that.
This is all of us who struggle with a relationship with someone.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many times I've said, you know, I love my husband to death, and there's things he just does not fulfill my manual on. But I have to just kind of back up and say, you know, it's okay because he's the person he is.
Yeah. And it's funny because I worked on doing that with my husband. We've been married, 31 years. Mm-hmm. And only in the last few years, maybe it's because of this or whatever, I have also worked on that and realized that, I've quit judging him. And I wish he would eat like me, and I wish he would do some exercise and whatever. But you know what? It's not how he is.
And the beautiful thing about that is you can wish it all day long.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to.
No.
As long as you're okay with him.
Yeah.
That's what you need to take and put in the model with your mom.
Right.
Everything you learned about accepting your husband for who he is.
Right. Yeah.
Start working on those with your mom.
Yeah. Maybe it's more, I was like, there are some things that used to drive me crazy that he would say. And now I'm like, I hear him say, and I'm like, yeah, that used to drive me crazy. That doesn't bother me anymore.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah. Or I just note it, and I'm like going, my choice on how I feel.
You've practiced.
Yeah.
Doing this work.
I have practiced, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the best. Awesome.
All right.
Very good. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Okay. See ya.
Appreciate it. Bye.
All right. Let's do one more. And then we'll get out of here. Melissa, let's see what you got. You're back.
I know.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Are we going to do a model?
We're going to do a model.
All right. Hit me.
So similar circumstance that I was talking about last night. No, you can't.
Hi.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, hi.
Just runs in. She's like, I just want to say hi. Okay.
So, who is she?
It's Miss Kathy. I need you to go do that. You're famous here.
Wow.
So I have a model. Do you want the model first, or do you want
the issue? Let's have it.
Okay.
Let's have the model.
Okay. So the unintentional model is Dad. The circumstance is Dad brought Katie to my house. My thought is, she's not welcome here. The feeling was anger. Sorry.
Okay.
The feeling was anger.
Mm-hmm.
The action was I asked her to leave.
Run!
And the result was disrupted relationship with my dad.
Okay. All right. Are there any more actions?
Oh, there are a lot.
Let's do 2 or 3 more actions here.
Okay, so I asked her to leave. I can't see. Okay, there you go. Had an argument with my dad. I cried. I was so angry.
Yeah.
And then my dad and I didn't talk for like 3 months.
Okay. All right. Is that a good model?
Well, that's the unintentional model that I have.
Yeah. So I want to show you anger. Anger is the feeling. That's one word. She's not welcome here is the thought. That's good. That's a good clean C line. Dad brought Katie to my house. You've got good, strong actions. And I believe the result of a disrupted relationship with Dad proves the thought that she's not. Is he welcome there? Is he welcome at your house?
He is.
Okay. So let's think about this result for a minute. I like to make the results very personal. Okay, so it's almost like she's not welcome here is your thought. But it's almost like when you asked her to leave and you argued with him and you cried, the disruptive relationship happened, but you also showed up in a certain way in the relationship. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So just know that for the result line. It's that it's more like I made him feel not welcome here either, or I showed him ways he wasn't welcome here either. Because you cried and you got angry and you.
So it made him feel uncomfortable.
Could have. Well, we can't really have him in the result line other than to say I showed him, that he's, we can't really have his feeling in our result line, but the result of the relationship being disrupted, I mean, that works. So
somebody in the chat just said, maybe he disrupted our relationship.
No, he can't be in the result line.
Okay.
This is your model. This is your thought. She's not welcome here.
Okay.
Okay.
Does it make a difference that it was a boundary? Like it was a clearly stated boundary beforehand?
Well, a boundary is set when there is an emotional, not disruption, but what is the word I'm trying to use?
Like a trespass?
Yeah, it's more like there's emotional harm going on. Okay, an emotional violation, Laura says. Yeah, that's right. That's the word. Thank you, Laura. Laura always helps me. So if you set a boundary because of an emotional violation, then, that's okay. A good example would be if there was abuse involved and you set a boundary and said, you are not allowed to come within, 15 feet of me or my family anymore or whatever. You're not allowed in this house anymore because there's abuse involved. That's a good reason for a boundary. If you just don't like somebody and you tell them, I mean, that's telling someone what you want them to do or what you don't want them to do. I don't
that's
know.
Manual.
I don't know if that's as strong as a boundary.
So if there's, it was like an issue of, she's just an unsafe person. There's substance abuse issues and things like that. And I said, she's not welcome in my home. Do not bring her here.
Yeah. That's probably a boundary, with you with the kids and all that kind of stuff. So I think that would be okay.
Okay. All right. So the thing is, it's the holidays. So much junk around the holidays with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm angry. Like I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to feel angry. Last year, this happened like this time last year. This happened a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And because of it, he refused to come to my house for the holidays. And my children were upset. Mm-hmm. And so now he's finally willing to come back and I don't want to be just angry.
So this is where the coaching comes in.
Okay, great.
Either dad comes with Katie or dad doesn't come. Right?
Actually, he's not even trying to bring her. He's decided he's fine coming by himself.
Are you okay with that?
So I'm okay with it. Because my children really want him to be here.
No, I don't want to hear about the kids. I love your kids. I think they're awesome. I love how you care for them, and I think it's important that you do. But this is about you.
I have such a hard time with that, don't I? Mm-hmm. Oh, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Just segmenting out me from
yes,
my kids.
Yes.
Am I okay with him being here?
Yeah.
I think I'm okay with him being here. I'm angry whenever I look at him. Like, I can deal with it, but I just don't want to be angry.
Why don't you want to be angry?
Because angry doesn't feel good.
Right. What if it's okay to be angry?
Okay, so that was the question that I threw in the chat, the Q&A. Mm-hmm. I think that's the piece I'm missing. After everything we coached on yesterday, mm-hmm. like, I journaled 7 pages, and I modeled and modeled and modeled. And I think my problem is I don't understand what it is to just feel a feeling and not do anything about it. Because those avoidance models mm-hmm. that I was trying to, and I looked back at all of my models, and they're all, like, the intentional was all avoidance. Like, mm-hmm. what magical thought can I come up with to get rid of this feeling?
Yeah, there are no magic thoughts.
Right.
There are believable thoughts.
Right.
Okay.
So... Sorry, messed up on this one. So how do you do that? What does it mean to just feel a feeling and accept feeling that feeling?
Okay. Let's talk about what feelings do. Feelings are like waves, okay? At the ocean, at the beach. Oh, your tree's pretty.
Thank you.
They come crashing in, right? And then they recede.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, think about crying, right? You could last time you had a good hard cry, you probably cried for 2 or 3 minutes and then you stopped crying. You know, it came on, felt real strong, you cried real hard. Then it started to ease up, you blew your nose and whatever, you were done after a few minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's how all feelings work. But they only work that way if you let them be. If you allow them to be there, if you keep pushing it down, it's just going to pop back up like a beach ball in the water, pushing down your anger. You turn your back for a minute, poof, back up it comes. Right. But if you let it just sit, that beach ball just sit on the water, you're going to handle it much better because you're going to feel the feeling and you're going to allow it to be there and you're going to resolve it. So you have to feel angry in order to get past this. If you keep pushing it down, every time you see him, it's going to come back up. You're going to have this thought again. He brought that woman to my house. She's not welcome here. So just be okay with being angry for a little bit. I want you, your work is to TDL all about all the reasons that you're angry with him every day for the next week. And then I want you to watch how your TDLs change. Okay.
Okay. All the reasons I'm angry with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And why?
And why?
Mm-hmm. And then after 6 or 7 days, you'll see them change. You'll see them. I did this when I got really angry with someone not too long ago. I felt violated. I felt like taken advantage of. I was like, this is not good. The first TDL was ugly. I let all the ugly fly. Everything I felt, everything I thought about this person, it just flew, right? The next day, I did it again. And the next day, I did it again. By about day 4 and 5, they weren't so ugly anymore. It's like the ugly kind of wore off of my TDLs. And I started to move more toward, well, they didn't have a choice. Or that's really just what happened. Or, you know, the emotion kind of receded out of it.
Okay.
So I want you to try to do that. I want you to just let yourself TDL the ugly, an ugly cry while you're TDLing.
Okay.
And do that every day for the next week or so and see if they don't change for you. See if you don't start to resolve it a little bit without even working at it real hard.
Okay.
What's the matter? You don't want to do this, do you?
Well, no. Okay, Kit, so this is ugly. Like, this is ugly, Kathy. So the thought that just came up in my head was, if I do that, then he wins. He gets off free. Oh, isn't that horrible?
That's a thought. If I
do that. It is a thought. And that's a childish thought. Oh.
TDL. Don't judge the thought. It just happened. And resolve anger. Oops. Can't. That's a C line. TDL, resolving anger. If I do that, he gets off free. What's that feeling?
More anger.
Uh-huh. Vindictive.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, come here so I can punch you.
Right. It's so funny you say this with such a beautiful smile on your face. I'm going to kill my father and everything will be fine. You know? Do you want to resolve your anger?
Yes, because I don't want to feel this anymore. I do not want to feel this anymore. I think what I want is awful too. I want him to feel awful, but he's not.
Yeah, but you can't make him feel awful.
I know.
I mean, that just results in, if you put that, I want him to feel awful in the thought line, you're going to end up with a result that I feel awful.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay.
Okay. You can't make him feel anything. He's going to be his own person. So once you get past the anger, you've really got to work toward acceptance. Now, you don't have to accept Katie in your house, right? You can still tell him she's not welcome here, and you can enforce that boundary if you want to.
Okay.
But you need to remember he's going to be the man he is. Just like Vicky's mom's going to be the woman she is, right?
Introduced him.
I don't know how Vicky'd feel about that, but I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Okay. If you really want to get past the anger, here's the difference. If you want to get past the anger, do your TDLs. If you just don't want to feel the anger because you don't want to, you know, you want to avoid it, the TDLs aren't going to help you. You need to work on why you want to avoid the anger.
Mm.
See what I'm saying? It's like adding a layer to it.
Yeah.
You don't want to avoid the anger because the anger is uncomfortable.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay. And the feelings are just like waves. Like they come and they go, and it's okay to have them and you just feel them. But how long do you do that before you're like, okay, I don't want to feel that anymore?
As long as it takes. But I'll tell you something, the more you resist it, the harder it will be to resolve it.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
Have fun.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
See you later.
See ya.
All right. Did I get all the questions? I think I did. I think Melissa, oh yeah, talked about just feeling a feeling. Danny, if you don't mind, post your model and ask coaches, okay? Because I don't want this call to go too terribly long. If you all have more questions about models, we are in Ask Coaches every single day. We can help you get them cleaned up. We can help you find your thoughts and your feelings and all the things, okay? So, I'm gonna let you go, and you guys have a good evening. Okay? See ya.